told you to preach 2 hours of good singing.
Sanders class, the Lambs class had 4 visitors. They had all their enrollment this morning, and also the Deborah class, the ladies class, had all their shoes this morning, with Sister Bonzell. And appreciate Flo, appreciate you going up there and playing. That's good. Appreciate you trying that for us this morning. And that we had 8 visitors, and if you're here visiting with us this morning, we appreciate you so much for coming and visiting with us here at New Salem Baptist Church. And if you don't have a place that you worship regularly, we just invite you to come back and be with us every time we have service here at New Salem Baptist Church. And come back and just be a part of us here. We just thank you for that.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Our pianist, song leader, and other 2 pianists are not here today. So they're going singing. And then Glenda, she had to rush Lauren to the hospital. They had to take her to the hospital. She's hemorrhaging, so she had to go to Cleveland. So that's where all our musicians are this morning. But thank you again, Miss Flo. Thank you for that.
Second song leader and 3rd song leader is not here.
Exactly.
So Melvin.
That's all we got. So yeah. He said the old folks are taking over. So.
Are all the places in Kristen?
They're coming. Kristen's going home, I think. Flo said she went home. So anyway. But I think they're all here. I see them. Last one's coming in.
Will
Bacon, that's right. Just a few things. We got a graduation invitation for Mariah Kilgore. She's going to be graduating on Saturday, June the 2nd at 11 o'clock at Memorial Auditorium. You know, I think she goes to Ridgeland. I think that's where she goes. So that's where they're graduating their class, at Memorial Auditorium on the 2nd at 11 in the morning. And then there's going to be a wedding. Whitney Broom and Clay Sampley are going to be getting married at Beulah Chapel Church, and that's on Sand Mountain. We got the directions, Martha does. We'll get some printed up, put back there for you. That's also going to be on Saturday, June 2nd at 3 o'clock. Everybody's invited to attend, so remember Whitney and pray for her and her new husband-to-be. And Brother Harold is doing better. They have moved him. It's in the bulletin. He's in a step-down unit on the 6th floor, room number 11. Now, you still can't go in and visit anytime you want. It's still an ICU unit. Oh, you can?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. Well, that's a good thing then. Praise the Lord. So, 6th floor, room number 11. If you'd like to go see Brother Harold, he's at Erlanger. So, continue to pray for him, Miss Madge. Let's remember Brother Luther also and Miss Wanda. And going to have a baptizing night. Tony Skiles is going to be baptized. That's been what, 3 or 4 different times, but Lord willing, tonight Tony's going to be baptized. And ladies' meeting that was scheduled back in April, whatever that was. Anyway, it's going to be in June 19th. All you ladies, that'll be in McKeag Hall. That is on a Tuesday night. And Brandy Hickson is getting together a team for the Susan G. Coleman Race for the Cure. She had one last year. If you'd like to join her and help her out, she would appreciate it. You can get information from her after church if you need to. The race is going to be on September 30th. Is that on Sunday again? Mm-hmm. On Sunday. It'll be right after church like they did last year. So anybody like to participate, see Brandy after church. Any birthdays or anniversaries?
Deacons meeting.
Yeah, having a deacons meeting after the service tonight. So you men. Well, it's a good thing we don't have to sing anymore, isn't it, birthdays and anniversaries? If our ushers would come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing, receive this morning's tithes and offering.
I got an announcement to make, too, about the cemetery over here. There's five of us on our, Sharon Bradford, Wesley Bradford, me, and H.A. McKeag, and Robert McKeag. We got this building over there. This is just for the people that's going to be buried over there. It's going to cost about $20,000 to fix this building. We need to make a mine up. We need to knock it down or fix it. And we're having problems. People just goes over there planting bushes, flowers, and we got a new guy's mowing. Rick's took care of that for years and done a good job. There's a lot of weed eating. So if you got something over there you stuck up, you love or something, you might well go get it. Because we're going to do away with it. I mean, that kind of sounds harsh, but you go over there. I've have cut that cemetery in the past, and we got a nice cemetery, and we got another, Brian's doing it now, doing a good job. But we got these buildings that some of them Bradford's up north built up there, so we need to figure out what we're going to do. You know, it's costing us money. And another thing I want to say, you know, it's coming up decoration. We need to give, you know, if you're going to be buried over there, and a lot of people wants to be buried over there, and, you know, and you don't never get a dime out of nothing. It takes money to take care of that cemetery over there. So that's what, when you got anything to say, save one of us or the others over at the, but, as far as planting or putting anything up our rock walls or anything, we don't need it over where he can mow and take care of the cemetery. And that's what I'm going to say about that.
I think there's a flyer in the back explaining that.
There's a paper up there you're going to read, and I'm asking everybody not here today.
Amen.
Next week.
All right. Brother Don, we ask God's blessing on our offering, please.
You sure?